In this lesson, we will learn to solve constraint maximization and minimization problems using the method of Lagrange multiplier. Consider a case where we want to maximize a function u, which in turn is a function of x and y, but is subject to a constraint. In this case, let's suppose a simple constraint where x plus y equals c, where c represents a constant. To do this, we are going to create a new equation called the Lagrange equation, which we will use to solve this problem. We now have a new equation we'll call z, which is written as u plus lambda times c minus x minus y, all in brackets. This is what's called the Lagrange equation, or the equation of Lagrange multiplier. In order to use the Lagrange method, we had to create a new variable we called lambda. Lambda is the Lagrange multiplier. It's spelled L-A-M-B-D-A, comes from the Greek alphabet. It is a new variable we need to make the Lagrange technique work. Now, the method we are using is a simple technique that we've borrowed from engineering. The method from engineering is simply to take the objective function and add zero to it. As you know, anything plus zero is in fact the same thing. And this is the essence of the Lagrange technique. So we've created a new function, which is u of x and y plus lambda times zero. And this is what we're going to use to make the Lagrange method work. The best way to do this is to look at an illustration. Let's consider the case where we want to maximize u, which is given by simply x times y. And it's subject to the simple constraint x plus y equals 10. So the first thing we want to do is we want to set up our Lagrange equation. And we do that simply by writing out z, z equals x times y plus lambda times 10 minus x minus y. Now, here we have x times y plus 0. Now, how does the trick work? Well, we now have three variables, x, y, and lambda. So, to do this, we're going to use the method of partial derivatives. So we are going to find the first partial derivative, z sub x, which will equal the derivative of xy with respect to x is just y. We have a second x inside the constraint. Derivative of x here is negative 1, but it is multiplied by lambda, so it becomes y minus lambda. The second partial derivative with respect to y. Derivative of x times y with respect to y is x. And then we have a second y, which is inside the constraint. And the derivative of negative y, negative 1. But in turn, it is also multiplied by lambda. For those that are a little trouble following, you can try multiplying out the bracketed terms, and you'll see how this simply works. So that gives us minus lambda for the second equation. The third derivative, and this one is actually quite easy because it will always be the same. We treat everything as a constant but lambda, so the derivative of lambda is simply going to give us back the constraint itself in the form of 10 minus x minus y. Now, if we're at a max or a min, we know that the slope of a function in every direction has to be zero. So now we have what are called the first order conditions of a constrained optimization. Now, looking at the first two equations, z sub x and z sub y, we'll call that 1 and 2, and we'll call the constraint equation 3. So using 1 and 2, we get that y equals lambda and x equals lambda, or y equals x. Well, now we have a relationship between x and y. We've gotten rid of the lambda, because the lambda's right now for us is just simply part of the trick. Now we use this equation, y equals x, and we combine it with the third equation to get our solution. So now we know that 10 minus x minus y, but y equals x, so 10 minus x equals 0. Or 10 equals 2x, x equals 5. And since y equals x, we also know that y equals 5. So we've now found the value of x and y that maximize u. We can sub those in and we find that u is equal to 25. Okay, just to make sure that we're comfortable with this method, let's do one more example that's a little more complex. Let's look at the case where we have u equals x squared y, and our constraint now is given by 2x plus 3y equals 36. So step one, we need to set up the Lagrange equation, so we'll write z equals x squared y plus lambda, our Lagrange multiplier, times 36 minus 2x minus 3y in brackets. So now we have x squared y plus lambda times 0. And that is what makes this technique work. Okay? So, for those that are not too comfortable with this approach at first, let's try, I'll write above it, multiplying out to get rid of the brackets. We can also say it's plus 36 lambda minus 2 lambda x minus 3 lambda y. So that's just what the brackets would be if we had expanded this part of the equation. So now let's do the first order conditions. So we know that z sub x will be 2xy minus the derivative of the constraint function with respect to x, which gives us negative 2 times lambda minus 2 lambda, and it equals 0. We take the partial derivative with respect to y, and we get x squared, because it's the constant in front of the y, minus the derivative from inside, 3y becomes negative 3 times lambda, or 3 lambda, equals 0. And then the final equation is always simply the constraint equation, which is 36 minus 2x minus 3y equals 0. Okay, so now we have our three first order conditions. Let's number them 1, 2, and 3. So using equations 1 and 2, we can see that, first of all, 2xy equals 2 times lambda. And the second equation becomes x squared equals 3 times lambda. Well, we can combine these and write them as 2xy over x squared equals 2 lambda over 3 lambda. So we simply divide the two equations. Now we can simplify this. You can see from one side that we now are in a position where we can cancel the lambdas. So we're left with 2 over 3. On the left-hand side, we have 2xy over x squared. Well, this is going to simplify down to 2y over x, and that will equal 2 over 3. Now, if we multiply both sides by x and divide both sides by 2, we then get y by itself equals to 2 over 3 times x over 2. And that will simplify down to simply x over 3. So now we have a relationship that combines, that shows us a relationship between y and x from the first two of our three equations. So we now want to take this solution and put it into the constraint or equation 3, which says that 36 minus 2x minus 3y equals 0. So let's take our solution and put it in here. So what does that give us? 36 minus 2x minus 3 times x over 3 all equals 0. So that becomes 36 minus, the 3's cancel, so that means it simplifies to 2x minus x, or minus 3x equals 0. Or x equals 36 divided by 3 is 12. And we know that y is equal to x over 3, so y must be equal to 4. So we've now found the values of x and y that maximize our u function. The last step is to find u, which is x squared y, which is simply going to be 12 squared, 144 times 4 is 576. Okay, there is the Lagrange method to solve maximization problems. Let's stop here.